Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. You know that feeling when you just want to shut off your phone, bury yourself under a mountain of blankets, and scream into the void? Yeah, me too. It's 2023, folks, and let's be real, life is constantly throwing notifications, deadlines, and FOMO at us faster than we can say swipe left. But guess what? You don't have to be a digital zombie just to survive in this brave new world. We're here to talk about managing stress and anxiety in a way that feels good, not like another chore on your to-do list. Now, I'm not saying ditch your phone entirely, although, hey, if that works for you, go for it. But what if we could learn to use technology wisely, so it actually helps us instead of constantly chipping away at our peace of mind? That's what we're diving into today. 5 key takeaways that will feel like a digital detox, even though you might be scrolling through your feed while listening. Firstly, awareness is key, people. Ever felt like you're on autopilot, mindlessly scrolling through endless content? That's stress and anxiety taking the wheel. Start noticing how different apps and platforms make you feel. Are you feeling energized or drained after a social media session? Do certain news outlets leave you feeling anxious? Once you know your triggers, you can start making conscious choices about how you spend your time online. Secondly, set boundaries, babe. Treat your digital life like any other relationship, it needs some healthy boundaries. Decide on specific times for checking emails on social media and stick to them as much as possible. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't answer your phone at 2 AM, right? Apply that same logic to your online world. Thirdly, curate your feed with intention. Think of it as building a digital garden. You want to plant seeds of positivity and growth, not weeds of negativity in comparison. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling inadequate or stress, and follow those who inspire you, educate you, or just make you laugh. Remember, you have the power to choose what you consume. Next up, prioritize real-life connections. The internet can be a great tool for connecting with people, but don't forget the magic of face-to-face interaction. Schedule time for meaningful conversations with friends and family, go for walks in nature, or join a local club, whatever helps you feel grounded and connected to the physical world. And finally, folks, remember to breathe. Seriously, take some deep breaths throughout your day. Practice mindfulness meditation, or even just 5 minutes of quiet reflection. These simple techniques can help calm your nervous system and reduce stress levels. You're a human being, not a robot programmed to be constantly on. So picture this. You're scrolling through Instagram, but instead of getting sucked into the vortex of comparison and FOMO, you notice how certain accounts make you feel. You decide to unfollow a few that leave you feeling drained and follow some new ones that inspire you. You set boundaries for checking emails and social media, allowing yourself more time for offline activities. You have a real conversation with a friend instead of just texting, and you take a few minutes to breathe deeply throughout the day. That's the power of conscious digital living. Remember, friends, managing stress and anxiety in a digital world is all about finding that sweet spot using technology to enhance your life, not control it. Take these 5 takeaways, apply them to your own experience, and start rewiring your brain for focus and calm. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite strategies for managing stress in a digital world? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community together. And don't forget to subscribe to Unfollow for more real talk about navigating the digital age with grace and intention. Until next time, keep it real, keep it focused, and remember, you are amazing just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.